Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir with lesson number 6. We will be studying together in the second perek, the third and fourth Mishnah. We learnt in the second Mishnah of the first perek that if a person makes a neder of Nazirus by prohibiting himself, by saying that he's a Nazir with regard to one of the components of Nazirus. Now, Nazirus has many components. It has the component of not drinking wine, the component of not taking a haircut, and the component of not being Metamel Mesim. And there are subcomponents, because within the component of not drinking wine, it's not eating grapes, not eating grape seeds, grape peels, etc., etc. And if a person says that I'm a nozer with regard to one of these components, so we paskin kol dikduke nizirus olav. There's no such thing. If he says he's a nozer for this one component, he's a nozer for it all. All the dikduke, every single detail of nizirus applies to him, even though in his actual commitment, he only committed himself to one component of nizirus. Our Mishnah kind of tests this principle. And says, suppose a person is sitting, mozgulo es hakos, sitting by a table, and they pour for him a kos of wine. And he says, V'yomar hareini nozir mimenu. I am a nozir from this wine. Now, had he just said hareini nozir, that's it. He's a nozir for 30 days, and that's the end of it. But here he said, hareini nozir mimenu. I am a nozir from this cup of wine. Nevertheless, hareizen nozir. He is a nozir. Because we understand him to mean not this cup of wine, but all wine. Hareini nozir min hayayin. Once he says hareini nozir min hayayin, he's a full-fledged nozir, kol dikduke nizirus olov. Number one. Then the Mishnah continues. Ma'ase be'isha achas, shehoiso shikoro. There's a story, actually happened. There was one woman who was drunk. Now, the Rambam points out that we can't say that she was mamish, drunk, intoxicated, inebriated, because then whatever she says doesn't matter. A person who's really drunk, doesn't have his senses, is not a bar chiyuv. However, she's high, very high, but she's still rational. But she doesn't want to drink anymore. She realizes another cup and she's over the top. Umozgulo asakos, but they pour her a second cup of wine, another cup of wine, and they say, drink, 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 and she doesn't want to. V'yomro hareini nizira mimenu. And she says, I am a nizira from this cup. She wants them to get off her back, to stop nudging her. Omru chachomim. The chachomim said, lo niskavno el loma harehu alai korbon. She does not have the intention, never had the intention of really being in the zero with all of that entails. She meant to make a neder and to say, this particular cup of wine upon me is like a korban. And she's not in the zero. The Gemara explains that here we look at the context. And we understand from the context she was drunk, or almost drunk. And she didn't want any more. She was afraid to say, oh, this cup of wine should be to me like a korban, a regular neder. Because she's afraid, okay, they'll say, you made a neder on this cup of wine, we'll give you a different cup of wine. You don't like this brand, we'll give you another brand of wine. So therefore, she said, hareini nazira, which meant to include all wine. But it did not mean to really be a nazira. The Gemara goes so far as to say that there is a chesure mechsere here. There's a passage missing. And here's how you're supposed to read this Mishnah. If a person just says, out of the blue, he's not drunk, hareini nozir, even if he says mimenu, he's a nozir. But, im shikoru, if he's drunk, v'yomar hareini nozir mimenu, then he's not a nozir. And then, umaisa bisha achas, to support that point of view. The factor of shikrus, of inebriation, of being drunk here is a key factor. in determining whether he meant to say I'm a nazir or whether he or she meant to say I'm asering, I'm prohibiting upon myself this particular wine because I don't want to be more drunk. Mishnah Dalit. Suppose a person says, I'm a nazir, okay, I'll be a nazir, but I don't want the whole package. I want to be a nazir, but I want to be able to drink wine. So the rest of the naziris, I could do without the haircut, I won't go to funerals, but I can't do without wine. Or, he said, I'll be a nazir, but there's one thing I can't do. I can't refrain from being metamel amesim. So I won't drink wine, I won't take a haircut, but I will be metamel amesim. Too bad. Harezen nazir v'osur bekula. He's a nazir nonetheless. This is a classical example of kol hamasna al-masha kosu batoto to no botel. If a person makes a condition which the condition itself is contra, is against the Torah, that condition is botel, and the statement stands. Now, suppose a person, however, says, I'm a nazir, yodeya ani sheyesh nazirus, aval eini yodeya sheha nazir osu b'yai. When I made a neder to be a nazir, I thought a nazir means not to take a haircut, not to be metamel amesim. I didn't know that a nazir means not to drink wine. I never learned parshas nazir. Hareza also, he's a complete nazir. Because as we've been teaching, if a person makes a neder, a nazirus neder, of one component of the nazirus, kol dikduke nazirus olav. The same thing here. He made a neder of nazirus for tumas mes and for taglachas, not for yayin. That's applied to yayin too. To say in the loya isi any odeya, that doesn't fly. The chachamim say that. However, Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that a person is only chayiv benazirus if he accepts upon himself the whole package. If he doesn't accept upon himself the whole package, we do not say, kol dikdu keha nazirus olav. So the nazirus is not chal. Yodeya anisha hanazir osir b'yayin. Suppose he says, I knew that a nazir is osir b'yayin. I learned it parsha in cheder. Avol sovor hoyisi, but when I made the neder of this nazirus, I thought, shechachomim matirim li, that the Chachamim would give me a heta. They'd find a hatora to allow me to drink wine. Because I can't live without wine. Everybody knows that. So I never was mekabel upon myself this isur of yayin. Or if he said, I'm a nazir, but I thought that the Chachamim would be matir me to be metamel ameis, or mipnei shani kover as ameisim, because they know I'm an undertaker. I'm a grave digger by trade. That's my profession. And I have no panosa without it. So I thought the Chachamim would be matir me. Hareze muto. So here it's the reverse. Tanakama says he's not a nazir and he can drink wine. The Gemara explains. Because this type of neder, which was made under a false assumption, either qualifies to be Nidre Onsin or Nidre Shkogos. They're Nidarim which are made with under false pretenses, false assumptions, by mistake, by some error, under a compulsion of some sort, erroneously. Such a Neder is bottled by in and of itself. He don't even need a Hatar as Chacham. We learned this back in Meseches Nidarim in Perek Gimel. Such a neder, where a person says, I thought such and such, such a neder is a neder under false pretense. It's a toos. And as such, nidrei shkoges, nidrei yonsin, it is botel umavutel without she'el aschochem. Rabbi Shimon also. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. The nazirus is chal. And the reason is because Rabbi Shimon holds that when we learned back in the Seches Nedorim that Nidre Onsen, Nidre Shkogos, etc., do not even require She'el HaShchochem. they do not require a hatoras chocham because they're botel and mevutel, because they're on, based on false assumptions. Rabbi Shimon says, no. If it's based on false assumptions, then you can have a hatoras chocham. But to be botel by itself, this we don't say. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon oser. And so we have finished Mishneh Dalet in Perek Beis. And with that, we've concluded lesson number 6.